With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Republican National Committee Chairwoman Rona McDaniel is planning to step down following the South Carolina primary on February 24th. McDaniel told former President Trump of her plans Tuesday night. The chairman of the North Carolina Republican Party, Michael Whatley, looks to be her replacement after an election. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas will not be impeached after a historic 216-214 vote. Representatives Ken Buck and Tom McClintock announced before the vote they would vote against impeachment. They were joined by Representative Mike Gallagher in voting with Unified Democrats. After the vote was decided, Representative Blake Moore voted nay, but only for procedural reasons so that the House may vote on the measure again at some point. House Homeland Security Committee Chair Mark Green says Mayorkas needs to lose his job.
We found that Secretary Mayorkas' willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law and his breach of public trust are responsible for this historic crisis.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Ospreys will fly again for the military.
The Pentagon believes it has identified the mechanical failure in an Osprey aircraft that led to a fatal crash in Japan and the grounding of the fleet for 2 months. The military is now weighing how it can safely return about 400 Ospreys back to flight status. The November 29th crash killed 8 service members. The Pentagon's Joint Safety Council is now working with each of the services on how best to make sure their pilots are safe after not operating the Ospreys for more than 60 days. Keith Peters reporting.
While Disney's ESPN, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery launching a joint streaming service later this year, they announced the plan to release the sports streaming service sometime in the fall. This is SRN News. The Canadian military embraces transvestites.
The Canadian Forces base in Borden, Ontario, is hosting drag queen bingo nights for the troops and their spouses. The Huron Club Junior Rank Mess is putting on the show, and its committee has released a statement thanking the drag queens for their, quote, extravagant performances. The Canadian Armed Forces have fully adopted the LGBT agenda despite protest from current and former servicemen. Last summer, bases began flying the LGBT rainbow flag during June. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Most evangelical Christians started young. That's the conclusion of a new study by Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts. Reveals 72% of people who now identify as evangelicals came to faith before the age of 18. The rest did so after that. The poll also finds a majority of respondents cite their parents as the number one influence on their life, followed by the church. This is SRN News. A ship traveling through the southern Red Sea has been attacked by a suspected Yemen Houthi rebel drone. Correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
The attack happened early on Tuesday west of Hodeidah, Yemen, the projectile causing slight damage to the vessel's windows on the bridge. That's according to the British military's Maritime Trade Operations Group. The private security firm Ambrey identified the vessel as a Barbados-flagged UK-owned cargo ship. The firm said no one was hurt on board and the vessel only suffered minor damage. No group has immediately claimed responsibility. However, suspicions immediately fall on the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
The House fails to advance a standalone bill that would provide almost $18 billion in aid for Israel. The final tally, 250 to 180. Democrats overwhelmingly opposed that bill. Biden said that he would veto it. More at SRNNews.com.